Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Maharal, Nesiv HaTorah, in Perek Shlishi. We were talking about how the Torah is Seichel Elyon. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Mirasi Sheyichyu, or the schus for Yisrael Daniel ben Shein Adina, Lebracha Batzacha Bochama Seyadav, Lebram Shraga ben Amalka Esther, Zacha Bochama Seyadav, and l'schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita l'bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav l'nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo Rabbi Dov Ber nishmas Rabbi Yoav Pinchas HaLevi l'nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shachna says Mareinu Rabbeinu the Maharal hinei hisbar l'cha ki mipnei shetzarech ala adam achana l'kabel ha'seichel. Since a person needs preparation to receive the seichel, because seichel Torah, seichel Elyon, seichel Eloki, it's godly intellect. Therefore, a person should have midos that relate to the seichel. In particular, is a hachana, is a preparation for the Torah hasichlis. Ki midos ha'anova m'siaches el ha'seichel. Because the midah of anava relates to the intellect, kemosha amarnu, like we said. The Maharal writes at the beginning of Perek Beis, ikar midah shisichlis hi anava, lekach yevshal liknos atorakim bal midah zos. We spoke about how anava is pshitus, it's simpleness, there's no fluff, and that is also what Torah is about. It's the thing itself, it's reality itself as it is. That's really what anava is, viewing reality as it is, and that's what Torah is. You need the anava for Torah, and that's why the greatest of all men, his midah was anava, and he was the makabel Torah, zichru Torah's Moshe, midah ish Moshe anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. A person should also not be inclined towards physical taivas, taiva gufnis, be immersed in his more base, more physical desires, because if one is, then he is nota el hagashmi, then he becomes very inclined towards the physical, and Torah is a spiritual kli. You can't have both. You can't have the Torah and be a Baal Taiva Gufnis. How can he have the Sechel, which is the opposite of Gashmi, if he's a Baal Taiva Gufnis? What does it mean when it says in Tehillim, Chayascha yashvuva tachin v'tovascha la'ani Elokim? Imesim adam atzmo kechayazu shedoreses ve'ocheles talmudo miskayim. If somebody makes himself like this animal that just preys upon its food and eats it, then the Talmud's going to be miskayim. Rashi writes, "Miyara charigasa," right after it's dead, "Sheino makbed al tanugim." The person is not makbed al tanugim. Ochel baser belo tavlin. He doesn't eat spices in his meat. Chen shari nugim, and he doesn't eat other pleasures. Then talmudo miskayim. Vim lav ein talmudo miskayim. And if not, his talmud doesn't exist. Doesn't stay strong. Vigadamri, and some say, Shrashi shemasrachas betit. Ainu misheino holei rachar gavus lokutz b'machol on lones bashel kol tzarecho. Somebody who doesn't go after this haughtiness to not like his food if it wasn't cooked properly. He likes it well done, and the food isn't exactly well done, so he won't eat it. He'll be complaining. So a person like that isn't going to be zochet to Torah, because he's busy with his food. So if he's like a chayish, a masrachas achilaso, that the chaya isn't makbid on the food, that it should be so well cooked. So then, tamuda miskayim. Vimlav ain't tamuda miskayim. And if not, his learning doesn't exist, doesn't stay strong. Perush, ki ha-seichel meruchok v'nivdol min haguf. Because the seichel is distant from the body, and therefore it's called a seichel, and nivdol, it's distant from the guf. Ulefikach ima adam hu kamo achaya, shein achaya misaderes achilasa, rak shidoreses umemeheres achilasa belishum hachana, v'kach eino makbed al achilaso, v'zenirish she'adam hazein onote al ataiva gufnis. If a person's like a chaya, that the chaya isn't misader the food, she just eats without any hachana, the chaya is not makbed, chaya isn't particular about his food, her food. So too, that if a person's like that, the person shows that he doesn't have an atiya el hagashmi. Ulekachu makabel asecha legamrei v'yeshel tora sokiyum. And therefore, he's completely makabel seichel, and his Torah has existence, has fulfillment. Shekasher adam eino gufni haseichel kayam bo. When a person isn't so physically oriented, then he has seichel, then he has the God, divine intellect. Vim lav, but if not, then ein talmudo miskayim. His Talmud doesn't stay strong with him. It doesn't exist with him. Ki nirishu bal guf gashmi, vein lo yichus el haseichel klal. It looks like he's one who has a physical body, and he has no yichus to the seichel. V'chein li gadamri kamo achaya shemasrachas v'ocheles sheino makbar achilaso ad shti achilaso elav karoi. By the way, the Maharal writes in his Akdam Torah Chadash, ki aguf ha-seichel shnei hafachim. It's either going to be the guf or the seichel. Which one do you want? You get to decide in life. Are you a man of the body, or are you a man of the soul and the intellect? But they can't be both. And also according to the gadamri, that achaya is masrachas, it's not makbid. That the achila should be karoi. The person shouldn't be makbid, that the food should be cooked exactly the way he wants. Hainu b'shvil. Maral writes, Talmudo mamtin v'shoami lechol. V'imesh lo limud lo yamahar al achila ad ki lefam l'skalko lo achila. Sometimes he misses a meal, and it's not the end of the world. In the Derech Chaim, he writes that's the meat that he's supposed to have, like this chayu who's not so makbid on his food, on the taste of the food. This person isn't even makbid on missing a meal. In the Maharal, he writes on the miut tainug, on the kinyan esrim v'shlosha, davar zeh ki arodif achar tanugim agufnim arei ubal aguf ubal chomer vein roi sheyikne achachma shu hefach aguf. So that's the opposite of the Torah. Torah is Kedusha, is Ruchnias. And when a person is overly immersed in Miu Tainuk, he's supposed to have a little bit. But a person is overly immersed in the Tainuk, then he can't be Kona Torah. Ve'elushte alashonos. Harishon shedoreses v'ocheles haynu she'ochel b'mehirus v'eno shoa b'achilaso k'derech b'nei adam. He eats quickly. I heard this about numerous tzaddikim, including Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who was his yahrzeit very recently, that I heard about him. I don't know, I never knew him. I only spoke to him once, but no personal connection otherwise. But I heard about him that his meal was 7 minutes or so. The Imre Emes also. Every meal 7 minutes, and he did a daf gemara every meal, and that was it. So that's the doresis v'ocheles. You just eat. You don't have time for this. I used to have a rebbe in yeshiva. He was recently nifter. He was Rav Isby. He wasn't my own personal rebbe, but when I was in a certain yeshiva, he was one of the rabbeim there. He's a big tzaddik, an American, a ger chassid, but a real parish. So the story about him in yeshiva was that when he was young, and he would go to the Chadar Ochel, and he would see a line, he would just go back upstairs and continue learning. He said, what do I need to eat for? What am I going to stand in line and wait for food? So these are high madregas, not necessarily for us, but definitely something to strive for, to be a little bit less gashmi. That's what means masrachas, that you let it spoil a little bit, you wait. You wait with the food. You don't have to, you're not makbid on exactly how it's cooked. And you're also willing to wait. And not eat right now if you're in the middle of learning. Vishneya memes. And they're both true. He eats quickly and he's not marich besuda for his learning. And if he's in the middle of learning, he doesn't run to eat. Sometimes the food spoils, but it doesn't matter. The soup gets cold. The soup got cold. And that's all because he's pushing away the physical for the spiritual. And if that's what he does, that he's mevatel his body for the intellect, then the seichel has a kiyum, because there's going to be nothing mevatel, nothing misnaged, nothing against it that is going to nullify it. It says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Meir Omer, Habi Mamayit Ve'esek Vasuk B'Torah. You should be Mamayit in your business and learn Torah. So Neder Chaim, he writes, Yesh Lishol, Maba Rabbi Meir Lashmi'enu, V'chilo Yadanu She'esh Ladam Mamayit Asaka V'Yasuk B'Torah. What's Rabbi Meir telling us such a big chiddush? We don't know that a person is supposed to be Mamayit his Asakim, his business, and V'yosek B'Torah. When is he going to learn? Sometimes somebody's not working because he's lazy, so he learns instead. But that's not because of Torah. No, he loves work, he loves business, he loves making deals, he loves buying and selling and real estate and nursing homes and stocks and this and that. He loves it. But he wants to learn. So he's mevatel. He's memayit his esek in order to learn Torah. There are people like that. They love their work. Nevertheless, he should be memayit from his asakam and he should learn Torah. It should be evident that he is involved very little in the asakam of the world for Torah. And then a person is removing himself from the matters of this world and he's clinging to the godly level. It says, you know why you should be mamayit be'esek? Because va'asek basuk b'torah, in order to learn, not because you're lazy. That shows that you love learning. Beautiful. So continues the Maharal by us. Otherwise, the Taibas Haguf is Mevatel the Seichel, because Kein Misnagid Yoser al Seichel Rak Haguf. There's nothing that goes more against the Seichel than the body. What are you going to do with the Gemara that says that if you spend a long time at the table, you have long life? No, that's not because he's involved in his food. He's eating an 8-course meal. Mapitom. That's in order that the aniyim should come. And that's why he's been sitting at the table. He's sitting and learning at the table, and the aniyim come and he feeds them. And here, that it says, it's not talking necessarily about the achila itself, that he's eating fast, but rather his preparation for the meal is very short. So that's another yishuv. In other words, if you say that he's eating quickly, then it's a stira between the Gemaras, apparently. But if you say that, it just means that he prepares the meal very quickly. He doesn't get involved. You know, you see today, people spend so much time preparing meals, and they have Facebook groups and WhatsApp groups and all these different things that, Baruch Hashem, I don't even know how to join. But they trade recipes and they show pictures of different things that they're cooking. So that's definitely not for a Ben Torah, for one who wants to be Kona Torah. V'yesh lecha lahavin be'elu shtei alashonos ki lashon rishon omer shemar kachayo doresis, like an animal preys upon its catch. Sover ki asichli roshu yet tmidi lo yusar klal. Then a seichel sheno tachas man klal. It's the meaning of the seichel that it's not under time, as it says v'gisa bo yoma b'layla. V'lefika chomer shemadam kachayo doresis v'enoshoa b'achiloso. L'asei sizman l'achiloso v'nei shirotsh l'yosu min ha-torah. So sichli should be constant, never stopping. And that's the seichel. The seichel isn't bound by time. Sichli isn't tachas hazman. Like it says, v'gisa bo yom v'layla, learning day and night, not limited by time. And therefore, if a person's like a chaya doreses, and he doesn't spend much time in his food, he just eats and he goes, because he doesn't want to remove himself from Torah, and therefore he doesn't spend a lot of time on his food, then his Torah exists. It shows that he's a sichli, and he's not limited by time, because his Torah is above time. His Torah is a constant, not limited by certain times. Ulashan Hasheni, Shemisrachas Achilaso, that the food spoils. In other words, he doesn't want to, Reina Rotza Lasser Min HaTorah, he doesn't want to remove himself from Torah. V'sho Achim Iskalkal Achil, and sometimes he waits until the food even gets spoiled. He has the mile of the seichel, because he doesn't want to be parish min haTorah, and he's holding on to the Torah even when if his food is spoiling. So it comes out that according to the first parish, Torah Tzvocheles, his tmidius, his constancy in Torah, is expressed in the fact that when he's osek in things that aren't Torah, he does it as fast as possible because he wants to return to his learning. And in the second parish, Masrachas Vocheles, his tmidius in Torah, his constancy in Torah, is expressed by the fact that he doesn't want to be parish min haTorah from the start, and therefore he just keeps pushing off the meal so he can continue his learning. Perush. That's the Hemshech HaMaimer. That's the Hemshech HaPasuk, Tehillim 68. Shehu muchan lios nena miyad v'ziv ha-shchina. Shezos ha-su tiyelo asid, sheyelo suda nevdelas bilti gashmis. You think the food is good here? Wait till you have a suda bilti gashmis. Up there. If you're not nimshach achar sudas haguf, you're going to have tremendous sudas there. Misparki tzarech she'ad ala adam achana lekabel Torah v'imloke ini efshel lekabel Torah sicha tzarech she'agover haguf hagufu hagashmi asher yisibas harchaka min haseichel hanivdo v'azeh she'torah sukim. So that's what we've learned, that Torah exists if you're misalik yourself from the gashmi, you overcome the gashmi, and that is a kiyum of Torah, because Torah and Gashmias cannot dwell together. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this topic in general, and here in the Maharal, we still have a long way to go. And that's awesome, Baruch Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for listening.